Governor Rick Snyder was pretty upset that the state adjourned for their summer recess last week without voting on expanding Medicaid in Michigan. Now, Jack, what happens now on the issue?
Well, the governor has been more or less begging the senators to come back and vote. He could conceivably call a special session, but he doesn't seem inclined to do that. They are supposed to be in session for a single day on July 3rd, just sort of a pro forma thing, but they're clearly not going to vote then. And now he's talking about the fall as the sort of last-minute deadline. It's sort of humiliating for the governor. He can't get senators of his own party to come and vote on what to him and to a lot of other people is a very important issue.
In big news today, the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down part of the Federal Voting Rights Act that required the state to clear election laws with the federal government. Some say the move shifts the burden of fighting off voting discrimination from the government to minority voters. And this comes after two townships in Michigan had a history of not being able to provide adequate help to their high Hispanic populations. Now, Jack, fill us in on the history here and what this decision will mean moving forward.
Well, it's important to note that the Voting Rights Act applied especially to nine states, most in the South, that had a history of discrimination against African-American voters. It was first passed in 1965. Subsequently, it was amended to include other groups, especially Hispanic voters, and that's what we're talking about in Michigan, a couple townships where the foreign language-speaking population is over 5%, and, of course, this lately has been in the news because of the plight of Buena Vista schools. The state's talking about abolishing them. There's some question about whether they could do that. This clears the way for them to do that. It also clears the way for states to come up with redistricting plans without having the federal government approve of them. Before that, they were sort of subject to scrutiny in some places and in some states all the time. Now they won't have to do that anymore. Now, if minorities feel they've been discriminated against, they can sue after the fact, but that's a very different thing and much, much harder to do. So minorities and people who are concerned about voting rights for people who've been discriminated against are very unhappy about this. Other people say it's way overdue.
And also this week, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on two same-sex marriage cases. And that has inspired Democrats in Lansing to roll out legislation to let voters reconsider the 9-year-old decision to outlaw same-sex marriage in our state. Another part of the proposed package would recognize same-sex marriages performed in states that allow them. Do you think this proposed package has any legs in Michigan, Jack?
Everybody's looking to see what the United States Supreme Court does and how they do it. Now, we need to note that in Michigan, this was done by a constitutional amendment. You'd have to have a constitutional amendment to reverse it again, unless the U.S. Supreme Court automatically throws it out. Federal law takes precedence over state law, and U.S. Supreme Court decisions take precedence over everything else. Now, most people, most scholars think it's most likely the Supreme Court will leave it up to the states. Democrats by themselves in the legislature are pretty much totally impotent. They can't pass something like this without Republican support, although Republicans have been signaling, even conservative Republicans with a few exceptions, that they're getting more and more open to recognizing same-sex marriage or at least tolerating it. Everybody is just waiting to see what the High Court does today.
Indeed. All right, Jack. Well, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure.